Ready to go on an adventure of your choosing? We are journeying into an intellectual realm, the next battlefield. In this exercise, I would like you to select a tool that you like best. Are you a visual person? How about a writer? Please select one of the accompanying files to download and print. You will need this tool on your journey. Prepare to embark on the adventure you choose. You may not have a clear idea of what it is you want to do in the next several years. It's all right. Start from where you are at and use your interests to guide you. If you haven't had a chance to do the goals exercise from the first part of this project, I strongly suggest you wait to do this until you have. Please see the goals link near the link for this meditation. If you have a set goal or two in mind, you are encouraged to use those here. Start by setting the space and your intention. This is an exercise you will want to have at least an hour or more to work on. In the process, you may have partial ideas, all of which are good. Just be sure to acknowledge them using one of the tools provided. Make sure that your space is fairly quiet and you'll have some room to work. We will go step by step through this process. I will suggest some key times to pause this recording in order to imagine and creatively record what you envision. If your materials are prepared, let's begin. Start by closing your eyes and taking a few breaths. Breathe in through your nose, the breath flowing all the way to your lower abdomen, filling your lungs. As you exhale, push the air up and out with your stomach muscles engaged. Let the space around you come into your mind's eye. What are the first three things that come to mind? What do they look like, feel like? Imagine describing them. Now let them dissolve. Let the rest of it drift away. Call to your attention your adventure. What project do you want to work on that relates to your purpose here? Imagine it in its current state, be it an idea, an assignment, a side project. Imagine the part of it that speaks to you the most. What is it saying to you? This is your call to action. Open your ideas and begin using the materials before you to help. Here you can pause for enough time to make your move. Now that you have your course in mind, take a moment to bring to mind a person or character who has inspired you in relation to this action or in your life in general. Perhaps you have received guidance in a situation that bears no similar context to this, yet something about that interaction propels you now. You received a piece of wisdom or inspiration. What was it? Bruce Lee once said, "Be like water." Imagining how to be like water in both life and martial arts will serve you in the flow of life, moving around objects and obstacles nimbly. They can appear static in the grand scheme of things. Move to the next step with your materials and pause this recording. Imagine the path of life before you. What is the next step leading to your future? What challenge could be standing in your way? You are on the path to your adventure. The road is unfamiliar to you. Even if you believe you know what will happen next, there is always room for chaos. Remember what wisdom you carry with you and the value of what you want to achieve. This will carry you through. Imagine encountering your first challenge in this adventure and you fail. Failure is a part of life. From failure, you can learn the most amazing things and learn them deeply. To fail gives you a chance to try again with the knowledge and speed of knowing what you should have done. It is always faster the second time, especially when you have the knowledge of a failure you survived. What is the thing you are afraid will happen if your plan does not succeed immediately? Imagine this for a moment. Feel the sense of confusion long enough to record it. We are taking a look at the dark. Pause this recording to explore this for a moment. In engaging something, an obstacle or opponent, it's good to size things up. Now that we've imagined what an initial failure might look like, we are free to continue with the knowledge gained from our envisioned interaction. Thus tried, you are a bit quicker to react. You have a practice scenario in your mind. Wouldn't it be great to have a companion or friend to help you on your way? An ally of sorts? How about a team of people who share your interests? In terms of your chosen adventure, I'd like you to call to mind several individuals or a group that is working on something similar. You may have a specific name, you may have several. You may only have an idea of where to look for them. Hold these allies in your mind for a minute. Take a mental note to study a bit more about them if the picture is not clear. Your goal is to imagine what work you could do with a group of people who share your interests. Why reinvent the wheel? Fill in the gaps. Your knowledge is unique to you. It is based on your experience. I guarantee you that what you have to add is significant. How can you enhance work that is being done? Pause this recording and return to your tools. The road in the world is full of predictable challenges. It would not be interesting if it was all easy, and you would not be prepared on your journey if you did not take time to identify the monster guarding the treasure. The monster is the metaphorical example of the primary barrier your goal faces. This is the systematic problem that was the root for your initial challenge. What is it? Perhaps it is a component of industry that persists in doing whatever it's doing that makes it very challenging for you to proceed on your path. Is it a set of challenges that a population you want to help is facing? Lack of food, shelter, resources? Is it a physical barrier you find impossible to scale? Remember your allies. What is it that they are working on already that you can together use and or create to set your course to engage the great challenge that awaits you? You are in camp the night before your great battle. If you are not aggressive, perhaps you are a healer. Be aware that destructive forces exist in this world, and you will always have a part to play. This is a metaphor for engagement on a higher plane of consciousness than actual battle, but brains need time to rest as much as bodies do. Take this time to take stock of what resources you and your team have together. With your combined talents, skills, and shared passions, you will have an effect. You may not have any idea just how much of a change you could cause, but know that in this moment, you are taking the high road to change. It's time to inventory the team and skills. Who is out there? What are their skills? This is imaginary. It does not matter how many degrees of separation there are between you. The people you're considering must be real, however, and currently alive. If not, their work is being continued in some way. It is the act of imagining these things that sets the flow for your future. We are going to start by analyzing the enemy and then comparing it to your team's potential. Please pause now and return to your tool of choice. Armies do not go into battle without assessing the enemy first. It would be a very good way to waste valuable resources, in this case, your time and energy. Rest for a moment. Count each skill of the team as a gift, and remember why you are here and what piece of wisdom your guide once gave you. Perhaps another guide crossed your path and gave you advice you're calling to mind now as new situations come up. Imagine the world with your efforts successful. If you can overcome or change the course of the enemy by crafting nonviolent means, what would success look like? It is the dawn of the day you go into battle. You are enriched in knowing the strength of the team and your shared dream. You are prepared to go. I want you to know at this time the additional ability you have, and that is the brief window of unpredictability. Your enemy could potentially be turned into an ally if you deliver all you have well. If they cooperate, you could have a huge success awaiting you. If they do not, you will learn valuable lessons. Their battle tactics will be revealed. That's the first thing you'll learn if you'll enter into battle. You'll also have the option at all times with this kind of battle to step out of it or change tactics midstream. Perhaps you had planned alternative strategies or multiple approaches to engagement. What do you think their actions will be? Do you know how they have reacted in the past? In this exercise, you have a bonus day to plan additional strategies. They don't know you're coming. You have the element of surprise in your favor still. In this golden moment, I want you to consider these three courses of action. What would it involve to change the course of action in your favor? Do you have to lop off the arm of your opponent, or can you gather more allies to support your course of action? What are the weaknesses of your enemy? How fast can they really move? On this playing field, you can operate at the speed of light once your strategy is developed. 2. If your initial plan of attack bears its own weaknesses in light of this new information, what can you do to make it better? 3. Can you think of an alternative strategy for engaging the enemy in case these first strategies don't work? Consciousness involves knowing the true responsibility of seeing your goal through, but with allies, you have the greater opportunity to succeed. Pause now and return to your tools. The enemy has spotted you. It's time to act. The first volley has been launched at you. It was unexpected. Perhaps it took out one of your strategies or one of the planned components your teammate was working on. No time to do anything about the casualties. The enemy is heading your way. Your mind moves to the best available course of action. Imagine the engagement now and remember the speed of your deployment strategy. The enemy may detect one but not all of the actions you have planned. Perhaps you have an army of supporters waiting behind the ridge to the right of your opponent. In your collective structure of shared and unique interests, you are small in number. Together, you move much faster than a large enemy mired in hierarchical order. In reality, enemies are not often monsters. They're not zombies awaiting your precious brains. Sometimes, enemy forces are simply the actions of a collection of people a bit older than you are, who are merely trying to live. In this case, you would not want to hurt them, nor they you. But the machinery of industry is not human, though they are powered by humans. How can you engage this enemy without hurting anyone? What if the enemy is not a creation of humanity, but a force of nature? What is it caused by? What can humanity do to slow such a reaction without hurting anyone? If a natural disaster is what you face, perhaps you have time to consider the ground you are standing on. What needs to change to circumvent the inevitable, using the fewest physical resources, most readily available to the benefit of many with harm to none? Perhaps you have time to seek a few more allies. Fully aware now that you're not fighting some kind of external, detached thing, what you're facing are elements of humanity. Some asleep, some awake, some stuck, some vulnerable. Some are kind, though not free. Some are just like you. As a total, you face we. Knowing that the enemy is a part of a larger system, you now begin to identify points on the battlefield, concentrations of influence. Just like your side of the field, there are concentrations of skill. As you focus your attention, these skills play themselves out in a structured way, perhaps very structured. You may begin to identify patterns of movement familiar to you throughout your life. An ordered cluster of people holding shields on all sides, protected, moving forward, in one direction, with purpose. As you watch the sun glint off a shield and you see a spear, you begin to identify many of them, neatly ordered behind shields. As your focus expands to take in the total battlefield, rows upon rows of these ordered groups of shielded people with spears unfold before you. There is no need to worry, because what you're actually looking at are the ordered and protective reactions of centuries of training. The ground you're standing on is older than that. The ideas in your group newer. What you brought to battle was ambition, ideas to help. As your awareness of this sets in, a face or two becomes somehow visible behind the occasional shield. Human eyes stare out towards you, trying to see through all the gear. You imagine them. Dozens of them gather in neat and ordered structures beneath their metal protection, spears out, guarding their tender beings, like your own human form. They move slowly forward. Everything you've ever seen about warfare tells you this is not good. You review your band of allies again, noting your state of structure and less apparent ability. All of that structure trained and perfected over the past millennia stands and moves towards you. What is the purpose, the motivation of such an ordered movement? To conquer? To absorb? To colonize? To take you prisoner or take your life energy? Historically, yes. Again, you observe them, their pace, and in it you note a pattern of predictability. With that many people to order and manage, using a carefully honed set of battle tactics, the mob can only move a few chosen directions. You consider their motivations again. What drives anyone to this linear path of battle? Security, fear of the unknown, the desire to protect what they do know and to avoid the challenges of change. As you watch and continue identifying familiar and predictable scenarios, consider the few courses of action they could take and reasons why they take them. You focus on the power center on an opposite ridge behind the army. What motivates them? They're out there because they perceive you as a threat to the system they've continued to perpetuate. For them, they bear the few portions of glory available in a system like this, but they have to manage the entire thing. In order to feed and supply this system, they've chosen and developed the barest essential resources to supply their mob. Just enough food, as easy to carry as possible, as easy to prepare, and as filling as needed to keep the troops going for another battle, as the great machine before them demands. They are just as freaked out as you are. Your group starts to jump about a bit. Someone yells, "Run!" Before you can stop them, they've grabbed what resources they can carry and fled for the forest. Up the trees you all go, discovering this accommodating second lair high above the ground in the canopy. The branches of the trees almost wide enough to let you place a book and rest your backs against the trunks and whisper. Apparently satisfied that their mighty presence has deterred you, the oncoming army stops and sets up camp. Warm smells roll up the hill with campfire smoke. The evening rolls in purple dark, painting the sky. Your team begins to start shuffling in their hidden places in the trees. Some murmuring ripples among you. Flickers of faint light from the fires below illuminate glasses and cheeks. Doubts are shared, the gravity of the situation felt. From someplace deep within you, you find a wellspring of strength. Not even sure where. It seems to be flowing from your back into your being. Is it the tree? Something about their ancient stature gives you peace, and you let the support feed your raw nerves, the balm they have to deliver. What else have you got? It dawns on you that the army below gave up just as easily as you all did. As this great army rests in its apparent victory, you hush your friends and suggest they keep watching to see what happens next. A band of dancing girls emerge from a tent, entertaining the masses. And steaming gruel is doled out to them in exact portions. You consider the meals in each camp as you and your team share dried fruits and nuts, some fresh fiddlehead ferns, somebody has jerky. Most of these things foraged as you headed into battle, taking only what was needed and easy to carry. You wonder aloud about what the army below is talking about at the present moment. Notions about their supposed victory are shared, what they will do next, what they hope to gain in this excursion to conquer you. You realize something else. You don't actually have anything to take. They pretty much just want you, the lot of you. What you've been working on is of interest to them, and they either want to absorb it and refit it to serve the massive, slow-moving army, or squelch it if it doesn't fit the model for the profit of the small percentage and cost of the whole. What is it that you have that they want so badly? What could they do with it? You quietly begin to discuss what they could possibly do with your plans, ideas, your projects. It won't work in there. They are operating with an outdated mode of being. The things they seek are less and less tangible. The entertainments happening below aren't the best thing, but they are the highlights of the lives of that mob. They run on bad food and distraction, propelled by fear, security, and protection. You and your band know that there is more potential for happiness than these few motivations. You all begin to quietly talk about what you see below, beginning to appreciate all that you are sharing between you. These hopes and ideas are richer than any gold that any army could ever take. From here, you all have choices. Keep moving, set up a small camp higher up in the hills, save as much food and resources as you can and wait for the mob. To what? Plan a guerrilla attack? Turns out your supporting forces faded into the forest as quickly as yourselves. In that mob, you can see a few people here and there, not transfixed by the dancing girls. An idea begins to form. Your needs are similar to theirs, all of us human. How can you go about sharing what you've all planned and discussed in a way that might turn some of these forces over to your side? Chances are you have allies you aren't even aware of down there. Someone to your right recognizes their uncle chewing on a piece of dry, hard bread, listlessly staring at a pot of bubbling gruel. Boom. Inspiration strikes. Unlike the ancient battlefield, you have the immediate ability to connect with people both close to you and to the people you want to get to know better. Some of these may be visionaries who inspired you once. Some may be parts of the rank and file deep within the old system. Imagine what might happen if you were able to come to them with your shining idea. If you make a solid case for their benefit, you stand a much better chance of gaining ground and making allies of enemies. The journey back home from this adventure is about collecting the last couple of tools to help you do that, or to connect to people you don't yet know. You just need the tactics of the new battle, the one for attention. The army below you is a product of 1,000 years running on an empirical system of resource management. They are tired, and they are presently bored. What can you do? Can you get them to move in your direction? How many of them do you even need in order to move your project forward? There are similarities you've identified in them, and there are the differences. Size is one. What are you doing that is special? My suggestion is this. Entertain them. Educate them, ease their fears. Show them what's great about what you're doing and what you want to do. It may be easier than you think to find support here. These great trees holding you high above the tired army below hold abundant, rich green leaves. They are fed on the live resources of the active planet that hold them, holding you now. In the daylight, they feed on the sun's light directly. Consider ways to celebrate what you envisioned success to be, and take some of those below into account. They like to be entertained, but the options they've been running on are predictable, dated, temporary, and some of them are coming to realize it. Like the trunks of the trees you're sitting in, you are solid. The wisdom of your knowledge holds you up. You are strong in your youth as well. Each of your ideas has the potential to reach someone down there, and like the millions of leaves sheltering you now, you have the potential to spread those ideas as bright and shining emerald as the jewels the army below has been chasing for generations. The old idea of heroism was valor in battle, protecting a group of people and ideals. That old notion ran from the leadership of a few sources with a few ways to communicate and command people. Now we have the ability to each share our valuable information with the world. each idea bears the potential to protect and nourish people, to educate them, to feed them, to inspire them. It will take trust and time. Valor on this battlefield takes wit and dedication, vision and teamwork. Heroes now recognize what resources we really do have to work with and what we must protect. To recognize that and choose to act is to begin to see the hero in ourselves and to see the potential near in each and every one of us. Together we can overcome any challenge. Take some time now to record any further insights you've had about your adventure. Are you able to identify new allies in the system you're facing?